on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!
Hey, this is Jerry Coco. Can't come to my phone, so leave a message, homies. Bye!
Hello, Coco speaking.
Really, really love the track I'm Here Forever.
Oh, cool.
What is the story about I'm Here Forever? Is it actually you thinking you're going to live forever, or is it just a state of mind you had one Saturday night at about 2:30 in the morning?
It could be that, but it's about how, like, the 90s will never go away. I love for it, basically.
It took a hell of a long time for the 70s to go away. The 80s are only just beginning to fade. The thing about the 90s is there's a lot of tribalism there, Coco, isn't there? You got your S Club 7 and you got your thrash metal. They don't live together.
And you have the Spice Girls, which is the most amazing band of all time.
And you do have Bewitched. Had to drop the Bewitched. Come on, that dancing is pretty special.
Oh, I actually sprained my ankle once trying to do the Bewitched dance for C'est La Vie. That's not even a joke.
Coco, you are actually listed as musician and dancer. That is very credible.
What's my main job? I'm mainly a dancer, I think.
So what moves are the ones? What is your blue steel of the dancing world?
I think it's a tiki boom move we have. Sort of have your muscle arms up and you switch them around. It's kind of our signature move, actually, yeah.
Have you patented that or something? Trademarked it?
No, because I probably stole it from the Spice Girls or something, but...
Okay. What's your favourite film clip from them?
Film clip from the Spice Girls?
Yeah, because the one where they're knocking on doors, Stop's a great song. Say You'll Be There is pretty good. The one where they're in the desert and it's that's fantastic.
I think that was probably their best one, actually. Or Spice Up Your Life was actually pretty good, too, when they're all on those spaceships and things. That was pretty rad.
How did the S Club 7, Spice Girls, Venga Boys, Aqua, Bewitched thing all come together to start Boys, Boys, Boys? Where do they fit into the Perth scene?
Well, it all kind of happened. We all worked in this retro burger joint together.
I'm liking this story already.
Yeah, exactly. And we had this, like, really old 90s cassette player in the kitchen, so we're just bringing all our tapes from when we were kids to, like, listen to while we cooked. We had, like, New Kids on the Block and stuff and Spice Girls, so it just kind of evolved from there.
You would have had some Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, no doubt.
But I do like him.
His underpants modelling was fantastic. How did you get a gig, but? I mean, because it would have been a hard sell.
Yeah, right. Our first gig was at our friend was having a party, like a house party.
And away you went.
Yeah, and then from there we just kept getting actual gigs, to our surprise.
Do you have trouble getting airplay on the radio in Australia? Triple J's been very kind to you, but the other stations, what are they like?
Triple J actually hasn't been very kind to us.
Oh, well, hang on. I'll just get on my phone to my magic ABC phone here. Hey, Triple J, what the fuck? How could they be better to you? Let's reach out to you now. How could they be better?
Well, we're not that cool, you know. We're, like, sort of cheesy fun. Triple J are all about Aussie hip-hop and, like, cool pitchfork bands, and we're not that. We've got to play on, like, local radios here. Like, that helps a lot.
Not that I'm comparing you to this artist, but when I was on Triple J during breakfast, I was a bit of a fan of Colette, okay? Cool. Colette was very uncool, and I celebrated her uncoolness in a Triple J kind of way, but they don't do that kind of thing very often. They could even celebrate you ironically if they wanted to.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we're all about, basically.
Isn't it interesting when you're in a band that isn't so much interested in cred and having fun, where people go, oh, you've got no cred, that has no effect on you, does it?
Oh, no, we don't care.
It's funny that there's a place for that in the music industry in every country in the world. Why not here?
Yeah, exactly. I think so. The Australian market, it's a tough one.
Where do you think that the problem is that people go, oh, they don't know where to put you?
Yeah, maybe we confuse them. But I think also we're the type of band that you need to see live, because our live show is where our thing is. We have the dancing and we have the party vibe, basically. Without that, it's kind of hard to maybe see where we fit in.
You've been touring Australia in November. How's it gone?
We played in Adelaide and Melbourne, and the shows are really, really good.
I imagine Melbourne would have been interesting, but Sydney, to me, seems like the kind of town that could take Duke people.
Oh, no, Sydney hate us.
That confuses me, because Sydney is very flavour of the month, and it's warmer up there, and they muck around a lot. I thought they'd get into it. Really? So are you saying Melbourne is the main city other than Perth?
Yeah, we have heaps of fun in Melbourne. The gigs always go well there. Like, Sydney, I don't know, Sydney people were sort of just chilled, you know? Yeah. They didn't like to party as hard as we thought they would.
Sydney goes in waves. Things are cool and they're not, then they're cool and they're not. And you just got to ride in that wave. But Melbourne actually can appreciate a good time all year round because people there go out all year round, not just in summer. And also, Melbourne has the fashion.
Yes, and we're all about the fashion also.
What is your latest outfit for wearing on stage?
Well, I can never go wrong with a pair of shiny disco pants, and there's always sparkles, and there's always some big, colourful get-up. It's the best part.
Do you have trouble when you go on tour and you can't wash stuff, and so by the end of the tour it just stinks?
No, because I pack huge suitcases, like a million outfits, so I actually pack way too much. So I've had lots of options,
You pack like a dancer.
I pretty much do,
Bad dancers always pack heaps of outfits, which is a fair thing. Now, what's on the horizon? You've done two. Are you going to do some more recording, some more live stuff? What's coming up?
Yeah, some more gigs over here in Perth for the end of our tour. And then we also have our new video clip coming out for a new single in a week or so. So that's exciting too.
Do you think being in Perth on the other side of the continent is anywhere near the a bummer that it used to be, or it just doesn't matter anymore?
Oh, I really don't think it matters. I think we've got a really, really good scene here in Perth, and it's really supportive, and it's great. I like it.
Do you actually still play cassettes?
No, I do have my cassettes, but I don't have a cassette player, unfortunately.
Do you play vinyl?
I have vinyl, but my record player is broken at the moment. I would.
That's actually the correct answer, because just about everybody who has a record player, it's broken.
They always break.
And well, particularly if you're jumping around and stuff. And it's so easy to forget when you have a record player and you finally put a record on that you can't jump around the room while it's playing.
Oh, yeah. See, I could never do that.
Which you learn fairly quickly. Once you start to do that, you don't have a record that's playable anymore.
Yeah, I guess records are sort of there for the experience of having the record, you know. You like to hold it and smell it and be like, oh, it's so good.
We'll play I'm Here Forever, but could I ask you, what is your favourite floor-filling track if you're a DJ? What would be the 90s track or the dance track or the pop track that gets, you know, I know, it's a big one. Big question.
Well, I am actually a DJ on the side as well, DJ Coco, and I like to play what's this 90s techno, so here's Johnny is probably a good song.
Here's Johnny.
That was number one in this country. It was a Central Station Records release, and it was one of those ones that no one could believe that this record was number one.
It's so good, but the thing is that if you drop it, you either like clear the dance floor or you have like fifth pumping. So it's a dangerous track.
It's taking a risk. It's like playing Mr. Vain by Culture Beat.
I actually play that quite often.
That'll either work or people will be throwing glue at you.
That one's a good one.
Is there actually a bit of a sleeper track from the 90s that you think it's about time to bring back? I hit people with S Club 7 and no one thinks anyone would ever play that again on the dance floor, and it usually works.
Moving is so good.
It's a great, and they had their own TV show.
Yeah, exactly. That's great.
Hang on, what's the relationship between Boys, Boys, Boys and Simone and Garfunkel? Well, what's going on there?
Oh, they stole some of our members, pretty much. That band has like half of our band in it as well. But they're like completely opposite to us. They're like pretty folk music.
Are they a side project or what's going on there?
Yeah, it started out as just like a little side project for one of our girls, Bridget, and turned into like a full-blown band now.
And what would be the best song by those guys to just demonstrate what they're about?
Heart goes pitter patter or something. Rap, rap, pitter. Heart goes a pitter patter. Rap, rap, pitter. Heart goes a pitter patter. Rap, rap, pitter.
Heart goes a pitter patter. That's Simone and Garfunkel. I'm Here Forever is from you guys, and it's basically about your love of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And is there something we should listen out for in this track? Can we hear the dance moves?
Well, there's a rap in the middle where I drop pretty much like all the names of people that I love from the 90s, so keep listening to that.
And when can we expect a new release from you?
We've got our new single just come out now called Holiday, so that's fabulous one.
You have a great holiday, and we look forward to hearing more from you in 2014.
Sweet. Thanks, Vina. Watch out, all you cool kids. We're coming down.
It's time. Come on, all you plus size. Leave those kids at home. Come down in your track pants. It's a safe locale.
On maynard.com.au. Hey, you!